Tonight, Canadians rejected division and negativity. They rejected cuts and austerity, and they voted in favor of a progressive agenda and strong action on climate change.
I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. And now to Canada, where Prime Minister Justin Trudeau secured a second term on Monday. But the race was not assured, and Trudeau's Liberal Party saw losses at the polls, denying the incumbent a majority government. Here now with more on how this might affect Canada-U.S. relationships is Marika Walsh, political reporter at The Globe and Mail. Marika, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Justin Trudeau survived. Is that would that be an accurate way to describe this?
I think survived by a hair is an accurate way to describe it, just because now he needs the support of other parties who previously have been on opposite sides of him.
We also saw Jagmeet Singh, the first non-white leader of a party, make his case to the national stage. How did his party do? What's the ideology?
He faced really tough prospects heading into this race. Many people thought that they would be wiped out or lose official party status. They didn't do that badly, but they still nearly halved their results. But he is likely to hold the balance of power in this government. And so because of that, we're expecting that they will be supporting the Liberals when they need to in the House of Commons.
Here, folks in the United States might recognize this storyline. Justin Trudeau outright lost his majority in Parliament. And that would be akin, I guess, to our president losing their majority in the House and the Senate. How is this going to challenge his ability to govern?
He faces massive challenges. Another thing he actually has in common with your president now is that they both lost the popular vote but held on to government. So they'll have something else to talk about when they see each other next. But certainly he has some serious challenges. There's these regional divisions, which I know you see in the United States as well. The prairies essentially went entirely for the Conservatives. The cities in Canada, the urban centers, went heavily for the Liberals, and then also for the left of center New Democrats. You know, we're watching how that rolls out.
Marika, when President Trump and Prime Minister Trudeau finally do get together, they are going to have a lot to talk about. What else is on the agenda for the U.S.-Canada relationship?
The biggest thing still on the agenda is the USMCA ratification. Canada has not yet ratified it. It was going to wait for the Democrats in Congress to ratify it first. But now it's going to face more hurdles because, as we mentioned, Jagmeet Singh, throughout this election campaign, he said he wanted to see changes in line with what the Democrats in Congress say. So changes making the requirements around labor rights and environmental protections more enforceable. Something like that is going to raise a lot of questions for the future of USMCA. It's going to depend on what the Democrats in Washington do, and then how Canada responds. And we just don't know yet what that means for the USMCA.
Immigration has also been a big part of the conversation here in the United States, with under President Trump in particular, and the limiting of who can and cannot come into the country, whether they're asking for asylum or not. How is this playing out in Canada right now, and where do you see this going forward?
You know, Justin Trudeau was the one who tweeted, "Welcome to Canada," right, when some of the more controversial measures were being passed in the United States. But we also have some serious challenges with people crossing the border from the U.S. into Canada, not at regular formal border crossings, but across roads or in the forest. And that's allowed essentially because of a loophole in the Safe Third Country Agreement that we have with the United States. Justin Trudeau has signaled that he wants that to be renegotiated, but we don't really have a good sense, and it doesn't appear yet that the U.S. wants to also do that.
Marika Walsh is a political reporter at The Globe and Mail. Marika, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.